From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Time now for some of your email about yesterday's program. First, a correction. In our story about Democratic superdelegates in Pennsylvania, we referred to the labor union AFSCME. We said it's the Organization of Federal, State, and Municipal Workers. It's actually the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees.
On to our segment about how young people view privacy on the Internet, we profiled one California family's experience, and afterwards I spoke with Mary Madden of the Pew Internet and American Life Project about how the choices teens make now may affect them down the road.
We'll understand, I think, that you can't really control some of this and that certain choices made in one's life when you're a teenager shouldn't necessarily judge your willingness or ability to perform a job at, you know, age 35.
Well, Sid Schockel of Hurlburt Field, Florida, is a member of the generation that grew up with the Internet. He writes, I was pleased to hear some credit being given to young people. They know what they're doing, for the most part, and what they don't know will likely not be a huge problem later on because their peers will likely have experienced the same things. It's refreshing to hear that young people might be smarter than most media stories lead people to believe.
Well, finally, many of you sent comments about our feature on the first Broadway revival of South Pacific.
You've got to be taught to hate and fear. You've got to be taught from year to year.
I was a child when I first saw the film South Pacific, writes Chris Everhart of Swannanoa, North Carolina. It was the 1960s, and I was being sheltered from the realities of the civil rights movement. When I heard Lieutenant Cable sing, "You've got to be carefully taught," I recognized, even as a young child, that I was being carefully taught. Thank you for returning me to my own past and to lessons for my future.
What a treat to hear, says Mark Golday of Marion Station, Pennsylvania. The selections you played exemplified the greatest type of music the American theater ever had to offer. I occasionally go to Broadway musicals today, though they are never as entertaining.
Please keep those memories coming. Write to us by visiting npr.org/contact.